This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. A health system in collapse with workers who are stretched beyond their limits. That's how the World Health Organization characterizes the situation in Zimbabwe. A nationwide outbreak of cholera is one major problem. More than 3,300 people have now died of cholera since August. That surpasses the World Health Organization's worst-case scenario. NPR's Brenda Wilson has this report on what world health experts found on a recent visit to Zimbabwe.
It's easy to forget under the present circumstances that Zimbabwe once had one of the best health systems in Africa. All of that undone by a government that simply no longer works and is in an economic meltdown. Cholera is just one in a series of health crises resulting from the collapse. Dr. Chris Beyer of Johns Hopkins University was with a team of Americans and South Africans who slipped into Zimbabwe to investigate the situation for Physicians for Human Rights.
We were at a rural clinic where a nurse had two women in labor, and he said, you know, I have nothing for pain for these women. I have no antibiotics. I have nothing for postpartum hemorrhage. And we're out of needles and sutures so that if they have a tear during the delivery, I have no way to repair it.
In clinics and hospitals throughout Zimbabwe, commodities and basic supplies have given out. For every person who has died of cholera in the past 5 months, Beyer says 10 others have died of AIDS.
People reported going to the pharmacy and their regimen, the triple drug therapy that they were on, not being available, and physicians being forced to give them whatever they had. So people are being switched on regimens, sometimes up to every 2 weeks.
Increasing the risk of resistance and the likelihood that none of the AIDS drugs will work. This was true for tuberculosis patients as well. What is often missing are health workers, even in densely populated centers like Harare, where the pay for workers not lucky enough to be on the staff of foreign organizations comes to about 36 cents U.S. a month.
Their monthly salary is now worth less than the one-way bus fare to the bank to pick it up. Doctors and nurses who are having trouble feeding their own children, still managing to come to work and try and deal with cholera.
The Physicians for Human Rights recommends that Zimbabwe's health system be put in receivership and run by a consortia of international organizations. Humanitarian aid is pouring in, Beyer says, but it's not enough to turn the situation around. Dr. Dominique Le Gros of the World Health Organization was in Zimbabwe in December and was impressed that health facilities, though many had no electricity or running water, were in relatively good condition.
This country has not experienced a very long, you know, crisis where virtually everything is destroyed, and in that case you have to restart from scratch. What I've seen is well-trained health workers, decent healthcare facilities. This is something which is quite different from what we'll observe in, for instance, countries experiencing long-term war.
Things would improve, he says, by simply paying workers, but then acknowledges that it is difficult to get U.S. and other foreign currency to workers. Le Gros says the cholera situation was made worse because the health system generally worked well, and many people are unfamiliar with the disease.
They had small outbreaks that they managed to control within a few weeks. So contrary to some countries, the population itself, as well as the healthcare worker, are not all familiar with cholera and the way to prevent it and the way to treat it.
WHO has now begun a campaign to educate people throughout the country on basic hygiene that can easily prevent cholera. But as the rainy season sets in, conditions are likely to worsen as drinking water mixes with sewage from broken pipes that have not been repaired. In addition to cholera, there's the threat of a malaria outbreak. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.